Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait.
Hi, this is Gary from Bluebell, Pennsylvania.
Bluebell, Pennsylvania. Wow. Yep. Pennsylvania seems to have a lot of these towns that just sound lovely.
Well, actually, before the town was called Bluebell, it was originally Pigeonville.
Pigeonville.
I thought it was something else.
So that was probably an improvement.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Gary. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Gary's topic?
Beep. Beep-a-beep. Beep. Beep.
Don't know what Carl means? That's because he's speaking in code. So send a message only to his followers. We heard a story of somebody using code in an unusual and very public way this week. Each of our panelists are going to tell you three stories of secret codes. Only one of them is telling the truth. Guess the true story, you will win our prize. Ready to play?
Absolutely.
First, let's hear from Paula Poundstone.
Let go my political influence. When Dennis Red Gallagher was in bed with the flu for the better part of a week, not surprisingly, he got bored with hours and hours of daytime television until he noticed something a bit odd in a commercial repeatedly aired for Eggo waffles. At first, I thought I was out of my head with fever, but by the fourth time I saw it, I was sure. If you look at the waffle on the guy's plate, it says, "No Obama," in a pattern of squares darkened by butter and syrup. It's only on for a second, just after the guy hugs his kid and the puppy licks his face. Kellogg's PR Vice President Emma Heinzig claims that Eggo toaster waffles, available in your freezer section, are a delicious breakfast or anytime nutritious snack, and that syrup and butter are distributed with the intent of enhancing the visual appeal of the waffle itself. Any resemblance to any other type of message within the tasty waffle squares is purely coincidental. And what Kellogg's claims to have been an unrelated story, Ellie McGee, food designer, was fired and the commercial pulled.
Secret messages in waffles on TV. Your next story of a hidden message comes from Adam Felber.
When you talk about the band Fish Man, you have to talk about the juicy extended jams and the culture, the fans with the PH man, following the band with the homemade goods and doing drugs and doing strong financial analysis on Larry Kudlow's show. And wait, what? That's right. Dan Greenhouse, chief economic strategist at Miller Tabak & Company, recently went on Kudlow's CNBC show and dropped a startling number of fish references in a 7-minute segment, which is, of course, much shorter than most fish songs. Greenhouse's analysis of inflation fears included sly shout-outs to such songs as Backwards Down the Number Line, Fast Enough for You, and Free. Greenhouse tipped his hand on his favorite band's message board right before his appearance, posting the note, "Put on CNBC right now," to which most fans replied, "Why? I'm already wearing a poncho, dude." Anyway, Greenhouse isn't resting on his laurels. He vows that next time he'll somehow figure out an ingenious way to cram in a reference to Fish's new single, which is tentatively entitled, "The Commodity Pricing is Not a Necessary Indicator of Inflationary Pressure, Shuffle."
CNBC commentator getting a lot of fish songs into his comments. Your last story of a secret code comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
What caused some 300 people, many of them armed, to gather on Culp City, Colorado's Memorial Plaza this week? Corvus McKendry, whom other Culp Cityans described as a character, swore to the Associated Press that it was Flicky, my nephew's gerbil. I helped the boys wire up Flicky's little exercise wheel so when he ran around in it, he turned another thing that jiggled another thing that pointed to words at random. Then we hooked that up to the tweet. It was the boys' science project. What went out over Twitter, at any rate, was this message. Emerge, neighbors. Denounce old lies in government as revealed here. Yes, freedom rises on Memorial. Gather like eagles next noon. By excellent code known. Corvus McKendry absolutely insisted that neither he nor his nephews noticed that the first letters of those words spell out "End Oligarchy" from Glenn Beck. The people who assembled, however, had noticed it, including the misspelling of oligarchy. That helped convince me it really was from Glenn Beck, confessed one of the assembled multitude. I was ready to rise up. Damn that Corvus.
All righty then. Here are your choices. You could have picked up a secret message from one of these sources. From Paula Poundstone, a waffle commercial, the little squares in the waffle spelling out a political message. From Adam Felber, from an analyst on CNBC who is also a fish fan. Or from Roy Blunt Jr., I believe. Sorry, if I get my head around this, yeah. A secret message from Glenn Beck as transmitted on Twitter from Gerbils.
Yeah.
Which of these is the real story of a secret code in the week's news?
Well, Paula and Adam's stories both seem quite plausible, but actually I know a lot of smart people who really like jam bands, so I'm going to go with Adam's story about
the fish
fan on CNBC.
All right, so that's your choice. You chose Adam's story about the fish fan on CNBC. So we spoke to somebody who has a particular connection to this message.
The fish fans, they like it because they feel like they're getting these smoke signals that not everyone gets, and there's this whole other level of communication.
That was Mike Gordon. He's the bassist in the band Fish. He was talking about CNBC's Dan Greenhouse, who's a fan. Mike's new album, Moss, is out now. You got it right, obviously. Adam told the truth. It was, in fact, that story. You have both earned a point for Adam and won our prize. Carl Castle will record a greeting in your home voicemail.
Thank you very
with
much.
A secret message, if you like.
Yep.
Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.